Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to our Dad Timeout show listeners around the world. Welcome to the Dad Timeout show. We're just four dads with 12 kids between us, and we all, oddly enough or not, work in the entertainment industry. We're not parenting experts, but we listen to them, we interview them, we read what they have to say, and we report back to you and ourselves to see how we're doing. It's a place to put your feet up or down, relax, listen, let us do all the legwork, research, and reading. All articles, interviews, and show notes are now available at dadtimeoutshow.com after each show. And we're very interactive with our listeners, especially on Instagram. So follow us there, Dad Timeout Show. In tonight's show, of course, the dads will kick off with a little catch-up, a little seasonal chatter, and then they'll move on to discuss parent funny tweets of the week relating to fall, y'all. And then on to Smart Articles by Smart People, which tonight pulls from the article the Child Mind Institute put out called 10 Tips to Help Dads and Daughters Stay Close. We'll see how I'm doing there. We'll also have a quick conversation about Rolling Stone's top 100 soundtracks. We will toast the great Oakland A's, and we will also wrap up with a Gen X quiz from the Holderness family. And then finally, things that make us smile. Speaking of things that make me smile, my friend has joined us in the backyard in her pajamas. Ma'am, what's your name?
Lola.
Hello, ma'am. I heard you were recently on the news this week. How did it feel to be a news person, celebrity star?
It was pretty cool.
All right. So we always traditionally kick off with a kid joke, dad joke of the evening on this beautiful late September eve. What's your joke, ma'am?
Why did the scarecrow get promoted?
I don't know.
Because he was outstanding in his field.
That is amazing. All right, Bear, head back in. Enjoy your dinner. Thank you for coming out. Coming up next, the dads are coming around the corner in their Oakland A's gear. Dad Timeout Show up next.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
All right, the guys have come around the corner.
Yes.
It's a great fanfare.
Let's go, Oakland.
Let's hear those clinks, guys. There you go. Ooh, that was nice. See, that's real. I brought out the nice stuff for you.
Yeah, this is the nice stuff.
That was a true
Fans of the show, fans of our broadcast, you may know us or not by now, but we're all Northern California Bay Area guys. And there's a lot of sports teams around, and I work for one, and I've worked for a couple in different spots, but one of them left us today, and my two cohorts, or three cohorts, one of them brought his little boy the other night, are born and raised Bay Area, Oakland A's, been going since they've been kids, and today was their last game today at Oakland Coliseum.
Yes. Yeah. So Ricky Henderson Field.
I wanted to start the show toasting you guys.
Yeah. I was wondering why they... fancy glasses.
With a nice champagne cheers to the fans in the Oakland. I'm going to get all misty.
I know. You're choking. I'm getting all chinned up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I legit am.
It's a big day in Bay Area sports, and we were fortunate to be there today.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy that I got to be there for the last out and just be there with my family. So that's great. It's always good.
Yeah, that is. And did Chris, you went today also?
Yeah, I sort of snuck out I probably shouldn't say that out loud, but yeah.
I don't think anybody here work listens to our show.
Yeah,
I think
probably you're not. So yeah, I couldn't miss it. And it was just kind of weird sitting there thinking, like, because it's not that, hey, the A's are going to another stadium. It's like they're moving away potentially, or they are. So I don't know. Yeah, as you mentioned, like remembering to do those book reports in order to get a free ticket as a kid to like go to the games
and the reading clubs. My daughter's high school, they send all their seniors for a senior day, and it fell on today.
Yeah.
All the seniors went to the game today. Oh, wow. So that's been a tradition at the school for 25 years, you know. So,
well, and they've done mathletics where you do math stuff. And get tickets. I mean,
Stompers Book Club, whatever.
It's been a huge part of the fabric of the East Bay forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been bringing my kids there for 20 years. And
I took the, so I didn't take, actually, we've gone several times over the years, but I'm not as like green and gold blood. I love the A's, but I'm not like you guys. Sure. I'm a little more Giants than the massive Phillies. But, and that's because my wife, you know, is all Giants. But we love the A's too, and they're our neighbors. So, like, we hear the fireworks from our house. Yeah, da, 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 da. Yeah. We love the BART crowds. So, we all went on Saturday night, and I mean, I just sat there and wept like a baby.
Yeah,
I mean, it was straight out of Moneyball. Aaron Judge, like, walked up to the plate. The wave was going around the stadium 10, 15 times in a row. The flags are blowing in the right field stands. Like, the stairs to nowhere. Stompers in the middle of the stairs to nowhere. Like, it was really a magical game. And then they let the fans on the field for that final firework night. And then they had
The drone show,
which was
crazy.
When they played all East Bay music, it was all like E40 and Too Short and Hammer and all these iconic things that just are the East Bay. So, yeah, very special day. But I am, like I said in my text briefly, because I knew you guys were probably emotional, but congratulations, and I'm glad you were there with your families. I was there with my entire family Saturday. I'm like, guys, you have to realize you are part of history right now. Like, in sports history, this is a monster, and this is going to be talked about for 20, 30 years down the road.
Well, that's why we pulled the two young ones out of school today.
I saw the kids. So, I met the kids.
Yeah, you did. They're real.
Yeah, Christmas, my wife. She met my wife and two of my children, and it was one of those things where it wasn't even a question of, when we were offered tickets, it was like, we're absolutely taking the kids out. You don't get the last game at the Coliseum in your life more than once.
Right. And the broadcasters were crying. Bip Roberts and the other guy were both like in tears as they started their broadcast. Like,
it's hard.
I mean, the Warriors went, but they went to a nicer arena.
Yeah.
And they went across the water. It's still sort of accessible. But I worked for them when they were here in Oakland. And there's just something special about an Oakland crowd and the air and the way it is. And, real sports fans around the country can relate to their own venues and how special they are to them. So I can't, it's just, it was pretty.
Yep.
Did the big guys run around the field today? Raleigh, Dennis, and Ricky.
Who sang the national anthem was Barry Zito.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he just came out of nowhere.
And Dave Stewart and Ricky threw out the first pitches.
Yeah.
It was a good day.
Yeah, and then the manager's Kate speech at the end was really
very good. I think they were
panicking at that point that there would be several smoke bombs and fans running out. Nothing happened.
It was a nothing burger. All the fans were respectful.
Nothing burger.
It was a nothing burger.
No cap.
There was a couple flares, and I did see someone take off the 302 sign with the somehow snuck in a vice grips. And they had three guys on their shoulders, trying to undo the sign.
I saw some people doing some vandalism. It was not a big deal.
Not a big deal. Yeah, definitely. The press blows that all up. The dudes taking the full chairs out last night was pretty funny, though. All right. Well, we'll continue to keep the A's alive in our threads and our talks and all that stuff. But I wanted to begin the show with a tribute to the A's and an homage to you, Chris and Ben, for being diehards the whole time and always like bringing them up and talking about them.
What about Mark?
I said you. Oh, I said you, which doesn't translate on radio. Okay.
Yeah, you.
Mark, Chris, Mark. And Ben. Yes.
What about me?
I mean, so in other news today, I had a 3.5-hour dentist appointment. So I was on a Zoom, and my buddy's like, I think your left side of your face is, are you having a stroke? Like,
oh, no.
I'm like, oh, no. Yeah, 3.5. So let me just ask this question, because I... I just changed the subject brashly. Do you trust your dentist?
Completely.
And the only reason I ask is because, this is a new dentist, right? And I'm a dumb guy. So I don't go to like a 20-year, 30-year dentist. I moved around the country. So I recently just landed on one. And she's delightful, and I really enjoy her. And in her practice, all the people are great. But I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Sure, I'll have that done, but I have no clue what Dennis speak is. Do you do research or do you
have an idea? I have long, deep conversations with my dentist, which is why I like my guy, because he also explains long, detailed explanations of what he's doing and the procedures.
Really?
And
yeah.
He's same, a bit old same, school. So same, we're like, okay, he's like, I'm going to take some articulated paper and this allows me to mark the areas that, and then, you know.
Do you know how I am at Subway? This is the same translation.
Yes.
Because I walked in this morning and my sweet dentist was like, let me explain what I would like to do. And I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Give me
the express lane.
Give me the boxes to check. Do you want me to go to an orthodontist first? Do it. Let's just make that appointment right this second. I don't have time to waste on choppers. But I'm saying that, and I said that in a total respectful, funny, big guy way in a lobby, and she's cracking up. She's like, oh, you're going to be fun. So
give me a laughing gas. There you go.
Here's the best part of my dentist so far. So her father owned the practice before she did.
Oh, nice.
So he still has this old school sound system that she honors him by keeping the same old school on the same station.
Ooh, nice.
K-Bay.
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
That's nice.
Yes.
So, like, you know, I'm in the middle of it, and usually you hear the elevator or Muzak or Zen music. It's like Whitesnake, Joan Jett. And then the best part is the assistant starts singing it, you know, and I'm here with, like, a jaw clamp open to the right, like, crap up my nose, like, tears coming out of my left eye. Oh, so anyway, that's my dentist. Other news, one final thing. My shaving kit arrived. I will start shaving. Oh,
yeah. Did you do it now, the brush hole routine?
No, I have not yet.
Oh, you just got it.
There's a process.
He's threatening us.
He's
with
ready
his,
to do
with
it.
His beginnings.
You might get a present. You might get a Christmas present this year.
You better get something this time.
You guys stiffed me last year. Yeah.
We didn't know. We didn't know. All of a sudden we show up, and then there's like all these fancy, smell like a hotel.
My children write thank you cards better than you guys.
Whoa.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wow. This is what happens when you give a bunch of dads presents.
I don't expect it ever.
I would have expected Mark to have sent a thank you card, though. I'm surprised you didn't send a thank
you. Yeah, I would have, too.
Of course.
Just thank you is just. Oh no, wait! I didn't get one of those either.
We all did. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? We all over the top.
And I got in trouble because my wife had a diffuser like that she had bought a long time ago, and she's like, "Oh, just because MK gives you one, you're gonna now start using the diffuser." I'm like, "Well, this is nice, and I like the scent." So I got in trouble.
All right. Well, the shaving kit is coming. Hey, there goes my local footballer. You're going to be in my things to make me smile. My son is doing a walk-by on the way to the garage fridge to grab his post-practice Gatorade.
Ooh, yes.
Not a sponsor.
Got to hydrate.
Got to hydrate. Love you, too. All right. Well, coming up next is our Tweets of the Week about fall, y'all. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to move on to Smart Articles. I think we'll have fun with the Holderness Quiz. So let's keep this train moving. Coming up next, Tweets of the Week.
Time now for the Tweet of the Week. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
All right, these are Tweets of the Week, and it's fall, y'all.
Fall, y'all.
As much as people make fun of me in August, is it technically fall now, right? Yeah, it's technically fall.
Yes. Do you remember the 21st of September, once you hit that?
I did a post about that the other day because I'm clever on the gram.
Yes.
21st of September? Oh, sorry, my teeth are tingling right now.
Are you still numbed up?
Wind.
I was on my call.
Well, that's funny because you have a little drool.
Oh, gosh. Awesome. I'm already self-conscious.
That's cool. We just won't look at him.
Yeah, just don't look at me. I'm behind a big microphone. All right, so this first one
Slobbery
is from
like a Saint Bernard.
This is from At Mommy Wine Time. Excellent name. It's that time of year where girls look really cute and fashionable in their flannel, and I look like I've misplaced my axe. Here's I hit the trombone by mistake, and I actually like that one.
Poor mommy wine.
Here's the problem, though. We don't live in the Northeast. That would make a lot of more sense if we lived in Michigan, if we lived in North Dakota, because you roll into your flannels. You guys never experienced this as Californians. Yeah. A true change of seasons. It's not a like quick trip to Tahoe where you're like, ooh, it's going to be cold up there. I better put on neat clothes.
Oh, my gosh. What voice is that?
I don't know.
That's Mark in the minivan.
Me?
After he forgot his turtleneck.
I'm a minivan.
We get sweater weather.
Oh, the trombone is getting excess play tonight.
I know. Right?
Sweatshirt,
hoodie weather.
Yeah. I understand this because I understand the fact that there are people who look cute in flannels and there's other people that look like they just came out of the woods in a flannel.
I'm dying for a flannel.
Come on, haven't you? Didn't you listen to grunge?
Oh, you're brawny guy right now. The lumberjack.
Yes, brawny guy.
Black checker. Yeah, I know what that is.
Humble.
That's not
California.
We don't see much of that around here, though, right?
It's lumberjack.
Yeah, it's lumberjack.
Lumberjack. No. All right.
Crickets.
Yeah. Number two, she comes from Simon C. Holland. Scary Halloween costume idea for my wife. Just walking around with a tape measure asking if this is a load-bearing wall.
Yes. I actually read that one the other day, and I thought that needs to make it on DTO. And
you like that one, Mark?
I like that one a lot.
You give Simon C. Holland a big...
I love it because I fear that in my own home.
I don't, well, we all know the truth here. I'm not the most construction savvy gentleman in the world. Like, you can't see it from here. I hung a simple chime on the outside of the barn, and it fell.
Oh. And where's the trombone?
That's a Charlie Brown moment.
And then in the garage, I thought I was super cool. You want to? This is a true story. Want to hear how I hung my concert posters, which were
you
properly
shouldn't be
framed?
Hanging anything.
Clearly. So I didn't want to overly damage a new wall. So I even bought the little beeper thing that goes along the wood.
Stud finder.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was like too much. It was too much, but because it would circle
everything.
It, but then I didn't have three hands, and I saw, yeah. So I duct taped the back of the poster, but I put a thumbtack face out, and then I duct taped the thing down.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I mashed it into the wall.
Yeah.
Four out of five are still hanging.
Well, I guess that's good odds.
We all would have told you that one.
One went down.
There's so many interesting things you can use to hang things these days.
Yeah. Just get the command strips, not a sponsor.
That's where I was about to go.
Exactly. Just make it easy, man.
Not a sponsor, so we'll just move on.
All right.
All right, well, this wraps back around. Simon C. Holland, sorry if I seem sad. I got a new long-sleeve T-shirt for fall, but I haven't been able to wear it because it's 94 degrees.
Oh, goodness.
Again. He's on my Twitter feed. I read him.
Oh, look at Mark.
Mark reads the X.
And everything.
Oh, yes.
Or are you on Threads?
No, I
do. Threads is cleaner because it doesn't have that overlord thing going on.
I can't hang.
The gram's the easiest. It's just so fun.
I don't even do that.
So yeah, it's supposed to be 90 something out here this week too.
Really?
It's terrible. Yeah.
We were there. It was 90 something, and then it was like 20 degrees
less. Our weather people. I often say they have the easiest job because there's never much to report. But then I also feel like the coast is 40 degrees different than 10 miles inland.
Sure.
So
100%.
But I get tricked into those temperature things. Like, it's going to be a heat warning index. And you're looking like, you do have to look, where is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
I feel like we're okay. Did you get your thing insulated? Just wondering, dad-ish. Subject.
What is the
your
thing?
Garage? Like when you did all the redoing, did you add any insulation or anything?
No, it was advised not to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was from a real contractor.
Okay.
We could talk about that off air because it's so interesting in the parent space.
No, it is. It's a dad timeout topic.
Well, what he said is moisture.
These guys are all like, they're all yelling in their cars.
Tell me about all the tools.
I needed to hear about that.
Radiant barrier,
load bearing tool. load bearing tool.
Wow.
All right. It's from a college student. Whoever got that name, Roy's.
Yeah, it's a dope one.
Pretty good one.
Yeah.
Reasons why fall is number one: chilly weather, yes. Halloween, ooh, sweaters, pumpkins, ooh, literally everything. Bugs have returned to hell where they belong.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh my gosh. Who is this? A right? College kid? What? A college student?
That's a college kid.
Heck yeah, bro.
Whoa. Everything but pumpkins is like right on.
What? What's wrong with pumpkins, man?
Pumpkins.
I mean, is that...
They're the greatest ever.
Dude. Is that something to be excited about?
When Adam Chase like, puts out is. The pumpkin world, it's like...
What are you talking about? Okay, pumpkins. Yeah.
Have you pumpkins, had the JoJo's with the pumpkin oh my God. Frosting?
Dude, not a big fan of all that. Shit. I love pumpkin pie, but that pumpkin spice... No. Let's not get into that. It's a religious debate. Mm. You know?
Yeah, well, there's one right... There's a pumpkin candle right there yeah. if you need a little downwind. A little downwind. Yeah. My favorite fall ritual is watching the low tire pressure light go on in every vehicle I own.
What?
See, it another happens. Thing Californians
no,
don't
no,
get.
No, no, no. It happens.
What?
When the temperature changes, you have to inflate your tires.
Yeah.
I guess so. No, I don't have that it's, fancy
that's
stuff
truth,
in
man.
My...
It happens here, too.
But if you live in my town, you run over 4 speed bumps a day.
Dude. Yeah.
You got a lot of them.
Yes.
Do you go to the fill your tires up when that happens?
No.
I don't have that.
I don't have some fancy tire inflation. I have a 2001 Volkswagen.
What do you drive, a bike?
A Volkswagen.
You still have stick to shift. Pump up your tires.
I don't do the I little, don't. What do you call it, the little psst, and then the stick shoots out. You know, I don't do yeah. that.
Do you ignore your gauges on
what
your...
What gauges? There's no tire pressure gauge on that.
What do you drive, like a 73 AMC Gremlin?
An 01, 2001.
A Pinto.
What do you guys drive, some kind
Dodge
of Tesla
Charger?
Or something?
No, my car tells me when my tire pressure's
I have a Honda. It's not like highbrow.
Well, you have mine. Tire pressure
yes.
monitors?
Yeah.
Okay,
I ignore them, but I
never
have
do.
Them.
Well, I never do. It helps your gas mileage if your tires are inflated at the proper
Can I
number.
Tell you a story real quick? I
guess
you will.
I get very frustrated by car warnings. Check engines, a pain
it's
in
like
the butt.
It's like nagging you, right?
I'd consider it a hint. You know, like, yeah.
Suggested.
Right. You might want to get gas.
This is
you
suggested might. To be done.
Gas is the only one that I semi-pay attention
oil?
To.
Oil change or nothing?
Nah, I'm like, I got a couple
then
thousand.
Then what, your wife gets in the car and goes, oh, my gosh, and takes
no.
it in?
No, because we kind of drive separate vehicles for the most part. We will trade when needed, but. She gets
See,
the
guys,
fancy pants, and then
you guys
I get
have the
minivan.
Fancy thing. My old car just says check engine, and that's it. So then, like, I have to bring it. It doesn't tell me what's wrong with it.
Really?
Yeah, check engine.
Well, I mean, that's normal for
so,
any car.
How would I know?
I'm
going to
continue with my story.
Yeah, let's
anyway,
go.
Yeah, yeah.
So I literally had my car's light, the warning lights were like fighting with each other to see who could get
it
up front.
Louder. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if I hit
tires.
The button once, it would go tires. If I hit the seat other belts, one, it would go check. Yeah. Yeah. There was like 4 things going on, like A22. So finally, luckily, here's my solution. Oh, my God. I said, honey, we need to trade this car and get another one.
Dude.
So we traded it and we got another one.
So yeah, so we're coming home from the
so
A's game.
So I win.
Yeah.
I win.
You do win.
We're coming
you
home from win. The A's game and we drive by him in his, like, I'm like, wait a minute. And my wife's like, oh, there's Mike. I'm like, but. Like,
but it's like chitty chitty bang bang or something.
It's a brand new minivan.
There's a story of how it all transpired.
So I text him. I'm like, hey man, I just saw you. New minivan?
New
and
minivan.
He sent me a fire emoji.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you get?
MK got a new minivan.
Hell yeah.
Wow. What'd you get there?
It's a sweet ride.
Same thing.
It's a sweet ride.
Right. Current version. But my only my childish thought in that whole process was I took it out to this everybody probably knows it, the CarMax.
Yeah,
there's no real haggle out there.
Yeah, you just drop it off.
It's crazy. They give you an online guesstimate, and then they're like, "Oh yeah, he may be telling the truth. He may be not." I mean, I hit some things. I had some rando, whatever. But
lots of Cheerios in the back.
Well, yeah. Oh, my backpack, it was like...
I'm sure they know that.
I'm sure they do, too. Yeah. And the car was in good shape other than the lights.
Yeah, as soon as they turn on the windshield light for this, they're all shooting out their thing, you know.
The windshield just cracks.
Run! Run to the car!
Sunroof opening and closing. It's like it's possessed. Some kind of like...
The side door's open while the guy's trying to take it to the
Exorcist
to the
car. Awesome.
So I consider that a small W in my book of gratitude.
Heck yeah, nice. Man. Yeah. That's cool. And right. It's a sweet looking ride, by the way. Anyway.
Thanks. Yeah, it looks good for a minivan.
Hell yeah.
My wife gets the hipster car and I get to drive.
Hey, it's all good.
Man. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. I'm grateful. Final tweet.
Real quick, how's the radio though?
Difficult.
Okay.
It's like driving a spaceship.
Okay.
There's like 60 steps to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Sorry, didn't mean.
But I figured out Sirius, and that was my paramount part. All right. Final tweet. Apple cider is way better than pumpkin spice. It's the superior fall beverage.
Yes.
And I'm willing to throw down over this, says Cheyenne Catherine.
That's actually me. That's my
really?
Cheyenne Catherine. But yes, I wholeheartedly agree. Yeah. Apple cider is totally superior than what? What pumpkin spice beverage is better than apple cider?
So
cinnamon stick tossed in there.
Starbucks got me, man. Like, I start out with the pumpkin spicers to come in, and then now they've switched to other goodness. What's
caramel
my drink of the week was apple honey.
Oh,
okay, yeah,
lattes.
Sure, that might be better, but not pumpkin.
You're doing some kind of caramel something the other day.
Yeah, yeah. I customize it to my own liking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not getting the 9-shot extra whipped cream,
right.
One ice cube kind of person.
Listener, he actually sends us pictures of his
beverages.
Yeah. Look at on a regular basis, and it's enjoyable to see what he's in.
Okay, no,
you see
I keep sending them, yeah.
Yeah, no, I love it. I'm saying, listeners, he does this, and we live vicariously through his beverage choices.
Sure.
I'm a big fan of fall.
It's a beverage choice.
So I'll finish with Simon C. Holland, and I take out the word husbands, and I'll put wives. But it says, husbands looking to reignite a spark in your marriage? Have you ever tried taking her to Home Goods to check out the fall decor? And then maybe lunch at that chicken salad place.
Oh, my goodness.
See that? If my wife said, hey, babe, I'm going to take you to Home Goods and let you get some stuff, and then we're going to go eat chicken salad, I would say, you know what? Sign me up, sister. I'm in. All right. That is our tweets of the week. Coming up, smart articles by smart people. 10 tips to help dads and daughters stay close.
Articles by smart people.
All right, it's time for Smart Articles by Smart People. This one from the Child Mind Institute, written by Ray Jacobson, clinical expert Jerry Brubeck, PhD. Mm. I tell our listeners we do the hard work. We have to read the smart stuff.
It's a long article, you know.
It's a good one.
You can listen to it. It's 10 minutes.
Yeah, not bad.
But we'll just breeze through it. So just the daughter count with us is pretty high. Yeah. I've got two. Well, I think this applies to sons too, but.
Eight. Ben, yeah.
You got eight daughters?
No, two, and Ben's got one, right?
Yeah.
He's got two.
He has two daughters?
Yeah, two daughters and a mother.
Oh, gosh. Then there you go. 2, 4, 6, 8.
Let me just start out by saying I think all three of us do a pretty good job. Through our discourse over the last 4 years, I think the barometer is pretty high here. Is that the word I'm looking for, barometer?
The bar.
No.
We said the bar.
Let's just go bar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I tried to sound too fancy with barometer, and I failed miserably.
No, it still works.
That's all right.
We know what you mean.
Give myself a try. But I think everything can always be refreshed, and it makes you think about stuff that you may have kind of polished off, especially as your kids meander through different ages. This is dedicated toward adolescents, but I do feel like it could easily hit college age or elementary or middle or whatever, or wherever it may be. So, as parents, our roles change over time. Clinical psychologist at CMI says, when our daughters are young, the job is to protect them physically and emotionally. As they get older, we have to take on a more consulting role. It's an important transition for both parents, one that can be especially challenging for dads, who often get the message that their primary role is to be in charge, to fix problems when they arise, and protect their daughters, especially once dating becomes part of the mix. We put together 10 tips to help dads and daughters navigate inevitable challenges that come with adolescence and stay close during a transitional and often tumultuous time. I was just talking about this today with my dentist, actually, because she's got two boys. And I was just saying, like, girls, I feel for a guy, for a dad, it's a little trickier turf because you don't have the same, biological or plumbing. Yeah. But I never forget the joy when I knew, and then we were blessed to have girl, boy, girl. So I got to taste, what it was like to do both. But we had a daughter first, and I agree with that at first. Like, even on the playground, if that kid gets near your kid on the slide and she's knocking them around and they're older, you get that first tiger, like, my kid's right there and climbing the ladder, and your kid's, 12 and getting ready to jump off the top. So I kind of get it. But let me just go through the 10. And we'll see how we're doing. Because, Mark, you got an older daughter. And then junior high.
No, high school.
Oh, that's right. She's in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
And then yours, Chris, you're in college. And
I'm right in the thick of it.
High school.
Yeah.
I'm junior and fifth grade.
Yeah.
Our caboose. All right. So here we go. Common sense. But number one is be a good listener. How do you feel you're right here? We've talked about this on several shows, but if you just want to give me a nickel and dime.
Yeah, I think it's been a difficult transition, as the article states, is one of the themes. But like going from kind of like telling them what to do at all times when they're younger to now as they are hitting that adolescent age to actually become a listener. It's hard. It's hard to do. And some folks never transition to that type of parent, but yeah, it's been challenging, but I do feel like through all of our work together, I have been a lot more conscious of it and try to be a lot more of a listener and not a teller. And, I fail probably 80% of the time, but there is those 20 where I catch myself and then shut up and just listen. And I'm trying.
Yeah, it's interesting. I really started to glom onto this in about middle school, I would say. Where I'm like, I need to put on my listening ears because she wants to say something, or she wants to vent, or she wants.
Plus, she has something to say.
And then I really dug in high school because I'm not comfortable with silence, so I just try to fill the air with whatever's out there, and if the topic steers into parenting, then that happens too. But I've learned to just listen to music. Or I got some advice from, I can't remember who told me this, but they were like, when the kid would get in, you'd say, do you want me to listen or do you want advice?
That's actually the important thing to do. And because I'm not a good listener either. And I've learned that it's better to ask, are you venting?
Did you swallow a frog?
No.
All of a sudden, your voice went like this.
No, I've been yelling at the A's game all day.
Oh, that's a good point. I know.
Like, come
I
on, am. I'm hoarse because I've been screaming my head off.
Back on the pony.
Anyhow, but no, I'm like you. I'm maybe only 80% or 20% effective. However, it's important to, like you're saying, listen and
catch
yourself.
I think it's important for them to just get it out a lot of times.
Yeah,
and every tooth and nail in you is like, I want to give advice. I want to say I've been through this. I want to say she's a B. Yeah. I want to say he's an I.
Yeah.
Well, idiot's not a bad word.
Yeah.
But yeah, every vein in me, but I know that I have to let it play out. And I'm trying to get better at that constantly. And, they say when they step away from protecting and fixing, we can focus on hearing, understanding, and guiding. And that's what kids, especially teenagers, really need. Number two, discuss, don't just dictate rules. I think that I'll take a hard line when I need to take a hard line. But for the most part, I'm not a my way or the highway type of guy. And we're very flexible and lenient as long as communication is honest and open in our house with all three of our kids, including our girls.
We're the opposite, probably. It's like, fair enough. Hey, it's my way or the highway. I'm like, providing for all of you guys. It's my house. You guys are living here. So you'll do my rules. You're going to make your bed, all that stuff. And again, as they've gotten older and, the mutual respect grows and they have something to say, it's been a challenge. But I am trying to make efforts to not tell them what to do all the time and just be like, okay, yeah. I mean, especially it's a lot easier when your kid's gone and in college and visiting. And then it's like, okay, I know that you're on autopilot.
But, yeah.
You know, even with my high school kid, it's really difficult not to just always be like, oh, sweater, did you, it's 63 degrees out, you know, and like every step of the way. And it's just like, shut up, you know.
Yeah, my kids would just call me out early on and they'd be like, oh, no, here comes a lecture.
Yeah.
Like he's going to drop another. Yeah, yeah. He's going to do another one. And
it's hard. Know, it's hard.
But and then I do again, I set boundaries and there are rules in this house. I'm not saying that, but I try not to dictate. I try to work within the system to make it happen.
That's probably better.
And I fail a lot.
I think as they get older, it's easier to also try and have those conversations where it's a little bit less like, this is what you're going to do rather than, you know, because with my 14-year-old, we have conversations and I'm not as, like, the rules are there, but they're a little bit malleable based on what,
sure,
what's going on. And I'm not, and being too hardline makes you unable to see that, oh, okay, maybe you can come home 30 minutes late, or maybe I can allow this or that because,
well, this straddles our other conversations about what type of parent are you? Are you authoritarian? You know, yes, like all the different types of parent. Well, you've, yeah, admitted that before, so it's, sure, nothing new here.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, again, I'm going to plow through these in the interest of time. But number three, be generous with praise. Yeah. It might seem like your opinion couldn't matter less, but it's probably never mattered more. Support and encouragement, praising accomplishments is great, but it's just as important to praise hard work, bravery it takes to try, stick with, you know, do new things, and especially things you're not really good at. I think there's a careful balance, right, and what you praise. But I've always gone into, I like the hard work part, right? Like, because all that we've read throughout the course of the show has been celebrate the work and not necessarily the accomplishment. Like, if my, yep, kid comes home with a C, but I know he busted his butt to get that C, that's just as meaningful to me as a missed A or, you know. But the work that he put in or she put in, you know, is what I'm always cheering about, or the rehearsals or the practices. Like, sure, you worked really hard. So here's an example. The middle boy got in for two plays in his first JV football game. It took him,
oh, nice,
took him three games, but he got in for two plays.
Yeah, right? That's awesome. Rudy, and, Rudy, you know.
But in the beginning, where our whole mantra with this was, hey, you're on the team. There's dozens of benefits to being on that type of team.
Totally.
So you just work hard and control what you can control and then see where it goes.
Yeah.
So it was not necessarily that he got in the game, but it was more of the work that he put in to get to that point. The respect, the discipline, the extra running, this and that. So that's my whole take on that, guys. You can go.
No, I completely understand that, because I know when I played football, getting into the game was a big deal, and it's great to get playing time, you, yeah, know. And it's hard to do it when you're playing amidst other talented,
sure,
you know, athletes.
Oh, that's sure, awesome. Sure, sure. And it's not, I'm not bragging, I'm just saying, like, it was a really great teaching moment, and also watching that moment come to fruition.
It's huge.
And he may not start again the rest of the year. I don't care. But, like, the point is, like, we always said this. When you're in something, give it your all. And if you want to close that door afterwards, but as long as while you're in it, give it your all, then, you know, that's all we ask.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all pretty generous with praise. Like we're always, like, looking for things to, you know, like, point out and be proud of. So, like, I think we all make an effort to try to do that. So.
And I think the small things are just as important. Micro, absolutely, and macro are just as equal.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I if my kids take care of a chore without me asking, I thank
them. If you can remember. I mean, it's a lot, right? Because life moves fast.
But if you're noticing things, it doesn't take much to thank somebody or to say, hey, good job on this. Or, you know, it goes a long way.
Okay, number four. Let her take the lead when it comes to quality time. I have been blessed with a pretty fun older daughter who likes to thrift, who likes to go to record stores, movies when we're having that quality time. So I really let her just, where do you want to go? Do you want to check this out? We'll go here. We'll go to the comic book store. We'll go to the blah, 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 blah. So I lucked out in this zone that letting her take the lead on a lot of this has lent to us. But I would do whatever she wanted, even if it was go to Michael's and have a crocheting class, you know, whatever it takes. I just lucked out in that zone.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think we lucked out in that we had a high parent involvement sport. So like with softball coaching and with golf, like we end up spending 5, 6, 7 hours, you know, together 2 days a week or two days out of the weekend. So we definitely get a lot of time together. But as they get older, also, you know, they're, it's harder to come by, and it's a lot more of me having to take a back seat and, you know, let them take the lead. Like, you know, I mostly because I'm tired of begging and asking, hey, do you want to watch a movie tonight? You know, and no, you know, so you kind of have to let them take the lead just by how it naturally pans out, you know.
Again, I'm just going to keep plowing through these. I value your opinion, but we are in the interest of time here. And this is a really good article. We're going to put it out there when we're done. The next one is Be an Ally. I'm just going to sum it up. It says, when you're validating her feelings, says Dr. Bubrick, use a period, not a comma. That means support isn't followed by criticism. That must have been really hard for you. Nah, I can see why you're upset, you. But, you know, whatever. So basically be an ally, listen, right? And then show your support wherever you can versus dictating and making steps. Even because we always say this, you never know what they're physically going through on the front lines and what story you're getting out of the situation. So I just try to...
Yeah, be there for them.
Yeah.
Listening is key, and trying to keep judgment or opinion until you hear everything is super important.
Okay, the last two, three are pretty standard. I'm not going to, we won't go too deep into them. Be an ally, we've covered. Model healthy relationships, we've covered. Watch your language. That's a good one. Because the languages that I grew up with and the terminology that was thrown around when I grew up.
Of course.
Is way different when now psychologically different. Has been dissected a million times.
I've been canceled many a time just from saying
but it's important to know that now. Yeah. You know, like, I'm not going to go into long tail on that one, but I will say that, yes, I think that it's very important to really choose your words wisely and think about it versus throwing out phraseology from the 80s and 90s. So language that empowers women and avoiding the kind that puts them down is a powerful way to let your daughter know that you think girls are just as smart, cool, and capable, which we do. My wife kicks ass, and capable as boys, and that you think she's as great as she is. As a bonus, it also sets a standard for how she should expect other men in her life, from boyfriends to bosses, to behave as well. I back a 1,000,000%.
Oh, without a doubt. My daughters are bosses. And it's just that's
my wife elbowed her way through male sports talk radio for 15 years.
Yeah.
And she heard it all, and she just kept plowing forward and kicking butt, and now she's an amazing role model for our kids, and you know, mm-hmm. So I hope that all continues. But from the dad side.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we're all four pretty solid.
I think it's helpful to have strong women in your life. Like I've had older women that were strong role models that I got to see how like awesome, like, and strong women could be. And that just helps you build your thought process about like raising strong women when you are around strong women. It just,
You know. Oh, for sure. And I luckily grew up with a really strong mother who also is a single mother, worked triple overtime at Amtrak to keep us afloat, and you know, that was a great role model too. So I pray that our girls will follow those paths and just break some ceilings and do their thing too. And I work with some really kick-ass women too, which is even more of a bonus. My boss is a female, my cohorts are females, my cohort announcers, I've worked with some of the best female directors and producers out there, and I love it all. All right, finally, take care with tough topics, and then show your love, and then focus on what's really important. Being a dad is hard work. Being a teenager is no picnic either, but it's worth it. Letting your teenage daughter know how important she is to you can be a huge source of self-worth for her at a time when identity may be fragile, something she'll carry with her the rest of her life. Let your daughter know that even when you don't see eye to eye and agree with her, that you love her and you will always love her every moment for the rest of her life, no matter what.
Yep.
Yes. You know what? That needs a little crouch here. Yeah. No doubt. All right. We jumped over two, but again, that's the interest of time. Our Oakland A's tribute in the beginning took us a little into overtime.
Show your love.
Let's go Oakland.
But yeah, that's a great article. I think all four of us are really pretty good in that area, but it's always nice to revisit. And then if anybody is thinking about something out there and they hadn't thought that through, the article's going to be up on our website and all that stuff. So coming up next, let's do this. We'll talk about Rolling Stone's top 100 greatest soundtracks, which was put out today.
Wow.
We'll burn through that fast. And then we're going to get to a quiz on Gen X, and then we'll finish the show.
Sweet.
All right, so Rolling Stone puts out these lists. Are you aware of these lists that the great Rolling Stone?
I am.
No.
I don't always agree with them.
But I
am aware of them.
Here's where I'm a little saddened. I used to look to Rolling Stone, and this is probably still a good source, but I used to look to I'd get the magazine at the 7-Eleven, and I'd bring it home, and you'd read these great articles about artists and these in-depth articles about politics, blah, 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 blah. Now I feel like there's a lot of listicles. And it's a lot of clickbait, and it's a lot of like, let's just see the greatest guitar because that's going to get people talking.
Yeah.
Top 100 greatest guitarists. And then people get in. And maybe that's part of it, right? You're opening the conversations. You're opening the art. You're creating a – it's
buzz.
Not
– It creates a buzz.
It's music, right? It's not life or death situations. It's just fun. It's
reading a lot less articles, though, you know.
But it's contentious. These are always very contentious.
Yeah. So they announced this morning, and I had thoughts and not thoughts. And so I'll just breeze through 49, Valley Girl. Remember Valley Girl?
Yes, that's a great soundtrack.
It's pretty deep, though, right? Yeah. 49, Plimsoll's, The Big Chill.
I Melt With You.
Like Big Chill, 48. And then they throw in Prince Under the Cherry Moon, 47. That's a great soundtrack. Not going to go through them all.
That's a decent one.
It's a great soundtrack.
Yeah. That's top 50, okay. Sure. Ooh, I don't dislike a lot of their stuff.
Sometimes It Rains in April.
Guardians of Galaxy at 39.
Well, that's like a whole bunch of old hits.
Big Lebowski, 38. Yeah. Urban Cowboy. I remember that was Big Judgment Night. Okay, maybe. Magnolia. The Monkees psychedelic album, 33. But let me tell you, there's some big good ones behind it. I'm just giving
these
you like
songs,
the highlights.
These aren't like Forrest Gump. The
no, these
cinematic.
Are big. These are soundtracks.
Okay,
of
cool. So like Star Wars and okay. Because let's keep rolling. Keep
now.
Rolling.
This is one of my favorites. But then again, it comes down to what type of music you like. But this is singles. The soundtrack to singles.
Oh, yeah. That's all super that grunge
really
stuff.
Kicked off the grunge. Lost in Translation's in there. Almost Famous. One of my favorite movies is 24. Okay, here's the top 20.
Yeah.
Magical Mystery Tour, 20.
Of course.
Yeah.
19, Boogie Nights.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. So. I don't know.
Yeah.
Easy Rider. Yeah, but in the top 20, Easy Rider, 18. Yeah. I don't know. Like, are they trying to show that they're cool by going way deep in the field, or is it just people that know music
like
way better than I do?
These are integral parts of the movie, like Boogie Nights. Like it was, the music was a big part of the movie.
Yeah, and
this
Easy
is
Rider,
Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap was like the band.
But I would but the movie soundtrack is 17. Goodfellas. I would have never picked that out for a soundtrack, even though I like the music in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
There's like a Frankie Valli was
he
on
does
that.
All those, yeah.
Oh, Layla, Derek and the Dominoes.
Francis Ford.
15, Trainspotting. That was a staple of my college life.
That's a good
see, but then I get excited. I'm like, ooh, good choice, Rolling Stone. And then I get angry at the other ones.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
I'm just selfish.
One is a good one.
We're going to go fast. Oh, see, this is, I was like, he needs John Hughes's because there's so many good ones.
Sure.
Pretty in Pink is 14.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Brother, We're Out There, which is a
that
good
was heavy rotation.
I like that one. Rushmore crept in at 12. I don't know. Earth, Wind, and Fire, that's the way of the world. I gotta love Earth, Wind, and Fire. 10 Wild Style, it's a hip-hop movie. Hip-hop about a young graffiti writer in New York. I never saw it. I'm going to trust them on this. Then they go way back, American Graffiti.
Yeah.
I guess. So. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was like Happy Days music.
But then they go, again, they go at number 8, The Graduate. Like, I get it, but Simon all Garfunkel. I remember was Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah, Simon Garfunkel.
Oh, hello, but then darkness, my old friend.
Was that on there, or was it just Mrs. Robinson?
No, it was all of the, it was all those songs. Yeah. Remember when he was in the pool, drowning?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Pulp Fiction, number 7.
Yeah, that's a good soundtrack.
All right, that it's coming down the stretch. Superfly, Curtis Mayfield. Sure. I like that one.
It's a
great
album.
That's a solid 6. Saturday Night Fever, you can't really. That's like
that's up there. That's
hit after hit after hit. That's 5. That's
crazy.
Yeah. It's interesting because I am a fan of this group, but I did not buy into these two choices that you'll see. Uh-oh. Number 4, A Hard Day's Night.
Yeah.
Beatles. Love it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Name me one song on there other than Hard Day's Night.
Help? No, no, that was
No, Help was a different album.
It's okay. You don't have to. It has If I Fell in Love with You. And it has Can't Buy Me Love. 3, Jimmy Cliff, The Harder They Come.
That's a great soundtrack.
You might just be saying that even if you know.
No, I have.
I don't trust you.
I own that soundtrack.
2, Beatles again with Help.
Yes.
Help. That's
great. It's a great movie.
That's a good one.
Sure, it's
It's a great movie.
Help is not a great movie. It's a great soundtrack.
Soundtrack.
A great movie. You know what? They're ridiculous movies. They're silly, but they're great.
That shouldn't even be considered a sound. That's like an album, you know, like.
Yeah, but I'll tell you. It was pre-Monkeys.
Mark's going to tell us. Hold
silly stuff. It was pre-Monkeys silly stuff. The Beatles were great.
Yeah. But I always thought we'd be doing like Forrest Gump soundtrack, you know?
That's probably in there. We just didn't have time to do the whole 100.
Okay, got it.
Well, but at the same time, I mean, yeah.
I like listening to those.
When you're curating something, when you're pulling songs from
what
other
about Batman
artists,
Prince isn't on there.
It is, but I didn't give you the whole 100.
Okay, all right, all right.
There's 100.
I thought it would
How
be the top 20,
How much time do you think
though?
We have?
Come on, man.
We just want more Prince love.
So come on,
we
what
want
is
more
it?
Prince love.
Finish
more
it
Prince
up.
Love.
Yeah. Well, number one. We all know what number one is.
What is it?
Purple Rain.
Is it okay.
Purple Rain.
There we go. There's our Prince.
Purple
Rain.
Purple Rain.
I also wanted like Amadeus and Star Wars.
Yeah, well, I just
number
told
one.
You.
But, as number go, one. But as number one.
Are, but those
no.
are
top tens.
I know. But
Jaws?
See, the thing is this list has been talking.
Look, it's Rolling Stones.
It's Rolling Stones. So talking about tracks that made
like,
it onto a soundtrack.
It's like listening to the Golden Girls
okay,
right
sorry.
Now.
All right, let's do the parent.
What
please.
Do you want,
come
Blanche?
On. Let's knock it out.
Blanche?
I need to go get some chili. Come on.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to revisit this.
We should.
Purple Rain. I told you I saw Prince maybe 2 weeks before he passed away.
Yeah.
In Oakland.
Yeah, I know. It breaks my heart.
It was the one man and a piano.
One man and a piano.
Oh, my gosh. I told you, don't tell Prince's people this, I whipped my phone up and held it right at my thigh.
Oh, you didn't
thigh,
do the
and
secret
I,
no
I,
recording?
I taped When the Doves Cry and Purple Rain.
Oh, yes.
I can't put them out there, but it's in my phone amongst the 72,000 other videos.
Quiz time! Parent quiz! Quiz, 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 quiz.
All right, here comes a Gen X quiz. Good timing, fellas. All right, here we go. This is from the Holderness family. Ever heard of the Holderness
yes,
family?
Yes, we have. They're fun.
They can be fun. They are both newscasters.
They can be fun.
Yeah, they have funny
All
little videos.
Stuff, yeah, they're good. Fun. They're fun.
They're good, lighthearted, G-rated Gen
fun.
X.
And they
so what is it? Let's go.
All right, here we go. There's no multiple choice tonight. You must know these
okay.
or you will
it.
Fail.
Easy peasy.
Wow. Let me get my sound effects. There we go. Got the drum.
Did you ever find the rim shot or the
I did.
Drum roll one?
I did. I don't know. Everything went haywire last week. All right. Number one, which pop star had her own perfume called Electric Youth?
Tiffany. No.
Debbie Gibson.
Debbie Gibson.
Love only in my dreams, yeah. as real as it may seem. Yes, it is Debbie Gibson, of course. My friend Brian in college, no, it was Tiffany he had a crush on.
Yeah, Tiffany, of course. Let's go.
But Debbie Gibson, since she went to Broadway, she did really well. Okay, number two. Good job with that one.
Thank you.
What supermodel was the original host of MTV's House of Style?
Cindy Crawford.
Which I have a microphone cube right behind you.
It's not multiple choice?
No, Mark. Crawford. Obviously, I've already said that, Mark.
Okay.
He's a little tired, folks.
Tired, I am. Who's it? Cindy Crawford. Naomi Campbell.
Naomi Campbell. Interesting. Mm. Cindy Crawford's the correct answer. Mm,
good job.
Yes. It's a very popular show for a while. It's the House of Style.
Yeah.
So Style filled the house.
Yes.
And he talked about it.
Yes.
If you drove down the street and you open the door, there would be style inside.
Everywhere.
It was the House of Style.
It spills out sometimes.
What was the name of Patrick Swayze's character in Dirty Dancing?
Oh, not Baby.
I know that. I knew the first name when I took this earlier, but I couldn't get the second name.
Baby.
I don't. I have no idea.
No one puts Baby in the corner.
Really?
The guy's name is Rico. No.
No.
Johnny.
Rico Suave.
Johnny.
Ale, ale.
Johnny.
Johnny is correct.
Yes.
Can you come up with the last name?
Johnny.
It's not a fortress.
Flash.
It's a.
What is it? Not a fortress.
It's not a fortress. It's a. We went to blank. We went to White Blank,
Castle.
And we got
Johnny
thrown
Castle?
Out.
Johnny Castle.
White really? Castle. Johnny Jeez. Castle is the name.
Really? Wow.
All right, who played this guitar solo in Michael Jackson's Beat It?
Ooh, Eddie Van Halen,
yeah.
Yeah, there's a really interesting story about that, but I don't know it.
David Lee Roth didn't like that.
No, it was something like he called Eddie in his mysterious Michael Jackson way, and Eddie literally walked into the studio with like no one there and laid it down on the thing and then walked out.
Didn't get paid or anything.
Yeah. It was just ridiculous.
Just walked out, yeah.
Oh, I miss Eddie Van Halen. All right, Get to the chopper is a famous line from what film?
Arnold in
Total Recall.
Get to the chopper.
No. It's got to be a Predator.
Get to the chopper.
No. Commando. With the daughter, you know, from who's the
Get
boss.
To the chopper.
Oh, it's not True Lies. It's got to be Commando.
Who's cheering you on, Arnold?
Commando.
Get to the chopper.
Okay. Get down.
It's Predator.
Predator.
As you well know, also starred Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yes. Yeah.
And Apollo Creed was
I think
up in
Apollo
there.
Creed was yeah. in there, too. Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers, yeah.
Yeah, OG.
He's awesome.
What does VHS stand for?
Ooh, video home standard or something
like that? Yeah, video home standard.
Interesting. Not many people know that.
It is video home standard.
Are you sure of that, Mark?
Yeah.
You're going to double Jeopardy on that, Mark?
Yes.
No, don't do it.
Incorrect, Mark.
System.
Video home system.
Chris is correct. Comes in at the last second with video home system.
Just because we said it.
VHS stands for video home system. Mm-hmm. Who released the first camcorder?
Sony. If you call it camcorder, it's Sony, right?
Yeah.
I did call it camcorder. Yeah, therefore, it is.
Sony.
What was that for?
I don't know.
All right. We're down to the final two. Oh, actually three. How many dots are there on a Pac-Man board?
Oh, jeez.
How many dots are there? You will never get that. I'm so confident I will finish that bottle of champagne if you get it right.
166.
Get your kicks.
187.
En route 66.
187.
The correct answer, gentlemen, is...
164.
244. Oh, I should have played a higher lower game with you.
Higher.
That's what I like doing with our fans at games.
Lower.
Yes. That is my greatest way to kill time at an event is play high and low with fans. All right, here we go. Final two questions. I hope you're paying attention in your car. What year was the World Wide Web introduced?
Oh,
what year was the World Wide Web? WWW,
I'm gonna say
we call it.
1989.
Like remember that crazy. Famous Today Show episode where Brian Gumbel's like, they came out with this new thing today called the World Wide Web.
I'm buying those discs in high school, those AOL discs, I think so. Yeah, so I'm going to say 89.
I'm saying 91.
1989. There was Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana. There was U2 and Blondie. People sang on MTV.
So what was that?
That was Bowling for Soup. 1991.
Oh, nice.
Hey.
Hey, Mark. Mark, hold on. The crowd went crazy. All right. And then they have a bizarre question for the last one, but I'm going to go with it. I'll give you a hint if you stumble here. What was the name of the first cloned sheep? First cloned Betty. Sheep. Betty.
I think it is Betty.
Betty. Or, song on the Taylor Swift folklore album.
I think it was one of those. Or is it Cardigan? It was like one of those Ethel or Betty. You know, like Bethy, Betty the clone sheep or something.
It's like Betty.
Peggy or Betty or one of those.
Anne?
Here's where they discuss and they really have no idea.
No, it is. It's like Ethel.
I'll give you one musical hint.
Okay.
Jolene.
Dolly.
Dolly.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yes.
All right. Congratulations, gentlemen. You both survived the Gen X quiz. Coming up next, Barely. Things that make us smile. All right. It's time for things that make us smile. What makes me smile is there was some foul language during the break.
Wow. Did you bleep that?
I won't blame it on the patron. Or the co-host.
Blame
here.
It on the boogie.
All right.
Blame it on the rain. Milli Vanilli.
Blame it on the boogie. Michael Jackson.
Lots to smile about. I think I told you guys I got this gratitude journal, and it's kind of a pain in the butt to do actually, but I forced myself to do it, and I do find that it does make me happier to start the day and happier to close the day. Basically, you write three things that you're grateful for in the beginning of the day. You let the day unfold. And at the end of the day, you write three things that you're grateful at the end of the day. And then there's some middle ground, too. But I have found that it actually makes me think about small things constantly and how lucky we are. I am for health, for good sneakers, for a hummingbird landing in a flower, but also for healthy children, for anyway, the stuff that you tend to glaze through because we're so busy in life, it makes you stop and smell the roses. So anyway, I often think of these things, but I always go back to the things that make me happy nightly. So I like to give a little specific kind of fun. I told you the story of my little guy getting his first couple plays. That's pretty amazing. My youngest daughter has just been a treat to pal around town with lately because she's the only one in her school now. So it's just she and I for 2 hours every day after school. And we're finding all these new little tiny traditions. Or I'm like, hey, do you want to go get Blenzers? I'll go get Blenzers. Or you want to go to Michael's? I could spend a few minutes over. And then my older one, my oldest, is in a play soon that she worked very hard to get into the cast of this play, and that's going to take place. But I'm watching all these things come to fruition again that they've worked hard for. And then my wife's out tonight having her boss's last night at a really nice steak place. Ooh. In the city.
Yes.
And I was just kind of like, all right, everything's clicking right now. Like, you know, life is good, and I'm very, very grateful and happy for that. So that all that stuff makes me smile.
Gotta ride the wave while it's
good. There'll be down times.
Yeah.
I do get that, but when it is nice and normal, you know, I embrace that as well, and I don't forget that that's there.
Yeah. I took my oldest daughter, moved her into her new dorm, and got to hang out and kick her off. And then we went to Disneyland and had a great day as a family. You know what was really awesome was, like, we had these expiring snack coupons. So I had a stack of these, like, coupons that, you know, one free churro, one free And rather than my daughter, like, eating them all or doing that, like, she was giving them out to the little kids with the little
happy birthday time pins, or
like,
birthday.
If they're dressed up. And I was like, man, what a...
That's great.
What a good kid.
It just shows you're doing a great job, man. Yeah.
So lead by really example. Made me smile. And then, you know, I got to say, like, I started making candy and dehydrated the freeze dry and stuff. So, like, I've been eating a lot of candy lately. So that's really put a smile on my face, too.
Meat candy.
Well, meat candy. I don't know. We'll do that.
Ham-filled Three Musketeers.
No, it's meat and candy. And could be records.
I don't know. Maybe.
I have a whole bunch of names for businesses, too.
So. A Twix bar filled with Spam.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like a chocolate masubi.
Keep those separate.
Chocolate masubi.
Anyway. Mark?
Oh, goodness.
Boy.
No, what makes me smile? Having lunch with my wife in San Francisco yesterday was great. I was, like, having a midweek date with my wife.
Always nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, take the train in, go see her, and then bop out of town. It's just, it's a nice drop in, and it's always nice to spend time with her. Last A's game, I mean, I'm really appreciative of our friends for inviting my family. Pulled two younger kids out of school, got to be there.
Who invited you, the Fishers?
No. But, you know, we were in a suite, which was nice.
Yeah, it was fancy.
Like seeing, their, like seeing the
fancy
last.
Fancy like Applebee's.
I had to come and knock on the window to like, hey, can I? Hey.
Yeah, yeah. and I offered.
Let me see your eyes.
He had food in there.
Let me see your laser pass.
I took care of him. And candy all
I gave
up
him
in
a drink. It was all good. No, so, you know, that always just, you know. Baseball makes me smile. This situation makes me sad, but being able to be there and be with friends and see you and some other people that I know, I'm pointing at Chris, but being able just to see you and take a picture, our frowny face
picture.
That's right,
you guys
were
together.
Well, you know, that was...
When you let Chris into your super secret top security box.
I did, and we took the frowny picture you asked for.
Yeah, yeah.
So the frowny A's photo happened, and that was nice. But, you know, other than that, fall's here. I love this time of year. I'm excited for Halloween coming up. And
pumpkins.
Everything right now is pretty darn good, even though I'm sad about the A's. Everything else is, you know, on target.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Things are going well. We're all surfing well here right now.
Yeah. And we'll just include Ben on this one.
Miss you, buddy.
He asked us to call him, but I don't want to have that technical capability.
How would you do that?
I don't.
There's no button on
there. There's no button here. No button.
Work on that.
I'm not a tech guy.
Get the button.
But I did see that he took his little guy, Moe's, up to the game.
Yeah.
The other night.
Yeah.
And it was really sweet that he did a turn and burn because he lives about 2 hours away now. So he came up, brought him up. It looks like they had a nice, memorable evening as well. So that all makes us smile. All right. Well, we are the Dad's Time Out Show. Find us online, Google us, whatever. We're out there. But we hope you have a great week ahead. And thank you for listening and spending your hour and 6 minutes and 4 seconds with us. We're the Dad's Time Out Show. And we're out of here.
Let's go, Oakland.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Time Out Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Time Out Show. And we're out of here.